Welcome to episode 41 of Two Larrys and a Mike. I'm Larry Dowdy.
Larry Bly here. How
and
you doing,
I'm
Larry?
Doing well, and Mike is... Mike?
Has decided to raise and harvest hemp. But he's going about it in a strange way.
Oh, no.
Planting little sections of rope in the hopes that they'll grow up to be big hemps. And he's taken to smoking some, too, by the way. He calls his product Rope-A-Dope. Something he heard from the past makes no sense whatsoever. I don't know. Anyway,
so that's why off. He was whistling One Dope Over the Line coming in.
So anyway.
Well, good to see you. Here we are in the month of May, and I think, has the pollen settled down? I sure hope so.
What'd you say?
No, apparently not.
I don't think so.
I went out and cleaned all the furniture on the screened-in porch. It had turned yellow instead of orange over the last few weeks.
You know, I did that very same thing last week.
Yeah.
Friday, I think it was. I just got out the hose and just hosed everything down. That's
well,
what I did.
Hopefully it's out of here. And I'm just back from Bermuda, which, by the way, the weather was fantastic, but it wasn't quite as warm as it was here.
Now, I noticed you still got your Bermuda shorts on.
Yeah, yes, I did. And the knee-high socks to go along with it. So anyway, but that was a lot of fun. And what do you say we dive into? Oh, by the way, musical threesomes. We're going to be talking about that.
Okay.
This morning.
If you say so.
At least I hope that's what we're going to be. That's what I worked on.
Well, that's what I worked on, too.
Oh, good. It's a plan, then. What do you say we take a look at some birthdays? Let's say happy birthday to, boy, we got a mess of them. Singer Kate Pearson of the B-52s, 74.
Oh, my.
Herbie Murrell of the Stylistics, 73. Ace Frehley of Kiss, 71. Singer Sheena Easton, still looking for the morning train, 63.
Guitarist songwriter Duane Eddy is 84. Never had to memorize any lyrics. Singer Maurice Williams of the Zodiacs is 84 years old.
Whoa.
Singer Gary Wright is 79, and Roger Taylor of Duran Duran 62.
Guitarist Sonny Curtis of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. I guess he was a cricket. Wonder if he's a head cricket.
He was a cricket.
Okay.
Indeed, yes.
85, Tommy Rowe. 80, Richie Fury of Buffalo Springfield, Poco. 78, Clint Holmes. 76, Billy Joel. Turned 73 and still raking in a ton of bucks from his performances in Madison Square Garden.
Singer Frankie Valli is 88 years old, you know what he just did?
What?
Just went back on tour. He couldn't need the money, could he? He couldn't possibly. He's an actor.
He wrote
all those songs. He owns most of the catalog. Why?
I don't know.
Singer Mary Hopkins, 72. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. Singer Christopher Cross is 71.
Wow.
Singer Henry Fambrow, I don't even know who that is, of the Spinners, is 84. But anyway, he was with the Spinners.
Okay.
Singer Donovan Leitch is 76. Singer Graham Gouldman of 10cc, one of my favorite groups, is 76.
Oh, all right.
David Mason at his guitar, 76. And Bono of U2, 62.
Bob Seger, you ready for this? 77. And singer Jimmy Dale Gilmore, 77. And there you go. That's what I got.
All right. That's all I got, too.
All right. So happy birthday to all those folks. Oh, by the way, before we get into our musical threesomes, I guess we should say a quick congratulations to the 2022 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Pat Benatar, Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Dolly Parton's heir, whether she wants to or not.
She's in it.
And Lionel Richie and Carly Simon.
Interesting bunch of people.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yeah,
it
but
really is.
A good class for 2022.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a bulletin coming.
Oh, yes.
The Safety Match Company employees are threatening a walkout late this afternoon. Union President Tony Box reports that the men, however, will not strike before closing.
couldn't resist. Isn't that awful? And while we're on the subject, by the way, I have to take care of this. I have just read this morning that there's going to be an infestation of white snakes this summer in Elmwood Park. So please, ladies and gentlemen, watch where you step and take care of the little children's. Keep them safe, and may want to take a snake bite kit along with you. Because you know the white, huh?
No.
What?
This white snake sings.
Oh, you mean...
Doesn't slither through the park or anything like that.
Literally snakes?
No.
Hmm.
No.
Well, so knock me over with a feather.
Singing snakes. Who knew?
Singing snakes. Do you like white snakes?
I do.
Well, you get to see them this summer in Elmwood Park.
Now I got to get a ticket.
They be a-coming.
All right. What do you say we dive into this week's podcast, episode 41? It's our musical... Threesomes.
Dino, Desi, and Billy. That's the only one I could come up with. So that's my part of the thing, Larry. I hope you have a good time talking about the three. No,
you know, I never thought of those three.
I'm just joking. Sadly. Well, they weren't on here. I happened to think of them. They came to my mind. Dino, Desi, and Billy.
Yeah, well, I get it. I guess, as you heard in the open there, some famous threesomes. Supremes, The Police, the one I thought of right off the top of my head when I came up with musical threesomes, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Absolutely, yeah. Hamilton, Joe Frank, and Reynolds, did you mention them already?
No, but that's a great one.
Now, I don't understand this. What Jimi Hendrix experienced, as you know, Jimi sometimes played with three people, sometimes he played with five people.
Did he need extras?
Did he even need anybody else?
No,
that's true. I don't know why that's on here. ZZ Top, I thought there were only two.
No, there's three.
Are there really drummers, the third one?
Two guitarists,
and a drummer.
James Gang.
If you say so.
And did you need anybody else after Joe Walsh with the James Gang?
Nobody.
Right.
How about Peter, Paul, and Mary? That's a famous threesome if there ever was.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Bee Gees.
That's right. The three.
Barry,
the three
Robin, and Morris.
Gibbs, the Gibbs brothers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
TLC. Heard them in the open. Grand Funk. You know, they always sounded like there was more than three. But
overdubbing.
Mark, Don, and Mel. I don't think you needed any more.
No, who could say? Beastie Boys. I know you were always a big Beastie Boys fan.
Yeah.
It was just three of them. That's all it was. They sounded like 15 of them, but it was just three of them.
Yeah.
Is it Depeche Mode?
Depeche Mode.
Depeche Mode.
Yeah, Depeche Mode.
I'm not familiar with them at all. I'm sure. I think I've heard of them.
I can't tell you the last time I listened to Depeche Mode's album, but
now here's
they
a
were fu- good.
Now here's a funny one on the list. All Explain right. this to me.
All right, go.
Look what they've done to my song. Look.
No, that was the last podcast.
What they've done to my song. See, I'm going to explain this to you one more time, Larry. If it didn't have the word look first, it would have been a question. What have they done to my song, Ma? But by saying look, enough of this.
Or they could still be saying, look what they've done to my song, Ma.
That's not a question. But here's one that's really strange. Ben Folds 5.
Okay.
How could you have a Ben Folds 5 and there only be three of you?
Well,
don't make any sense to me. I don't understand that at all.
Well, have you ever seen a three-member train?
No, I never have.
Okay, then.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Enough said.
There were originally five of them, but they ate the other two. Isn't that awful? Terrible. The Dixie Chicks. How about that? How about that, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about the world of country music. You got Dixie Chicks. You got Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum. You got the band Perry. You got Rascal Flatts. Mm-hmm. Midland is also on there. So, yeah, I mean, there's some good three-member bands from country music.
Thus the word trio, the Kingston Trio.
True.
I always loved the Kingston Trio.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony Orlando and Dawn. That was definitely three people. It was
absolutely
him and two backup singers.
And did they really get the billing they deserve, Dawn?
I don't know. Why?
I don't think they did.
Well,
yeah, because it was always Tony Orlando.
They got paid, didn't they?
Well, I hope so.
I would hope so, too. The Jonas Brothers. Now, you know, the Jonas Brothers, sometimes they're one, sometimes it's three. It depends on whether they're speaking and getting along with each other, right?
That's true.
Shalimar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like them.
Very good.
Good group.
Yes,
Exposé.
If you say so.
Destiny's Child, Bananarama, Los Lonely Boys. Say, I thought there were more than three in that band, but I guess I was wrong.
The Cure, did we mention The Cure?
I don't know. Do you have one?
Yeah. Here, take two of these and call me in the morning.
Okay. I think one of the bands here with three members that really stand out, America. Don Peek, Jerry Beckley, and Dewey Bunnell. Did you know they met at a U.S. Air Force base?
Get out of here.
Yeah. They formed in London in 69, moved to the U.S. in February 72, and thanks to Horse With No Name, I Need You, and Ventura Highway, they won the Grammy that year for Best New Artist.
Actually, I did know that because it was on the liner notes of one of their CDs that I had.
Well, smarty,
mm-hmm.
You're supposed to read those?
Well, I'm glad that you brought it because I left the liner notes in the other the other room, complete with underlined everything that I was going to say about them. So thank you very much for picking up on that.
Three Dog Night consisted of Danny Hutton, Corey Wells, and Chuck Negron.
What a great group.
Oh, yeah. I had a chance to interview Chuck Negron. Unfortunately, that was long after the band had broken up and he was trying to do a solo album. But what a talent. Formed in 68, disbanded in the mid-70s, reformed in the mid-80s to tour again.
Where did you talk to all these people?
Where was I?
What radio station?
Sunny FM.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember that?
How did I forget the Sunny FM days?
Everybody else has.
Well, no. We were wonderful.
It's a great station.
I even visited you at the studio one bright morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the most famous of the threes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, even they changed because they also later took on other members.
Right.
Including Neil Young.
Yeah.
Right.
But still, to this day, it confuses me a little bit of when was it Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young? When was it Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
You just have to look at the album covers.
I think with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, it's the newer stuff like Southern Cross Just a Song Before I Go.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I just look at the album covers. That's how I can tell.
Okay.
Stray Cats. Were there just three Stray Cats?
I thought there were more, but apparently there were just three.
I saw a couple of them on the way in here this morning.
They left the group a long time ago.
Okay. Mountain, I really liked them. They were a mountain of sound, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Man, what a loud group they were. I never actually saw them in person, but I sure did like playing some of their stuff.
Mississippi Queen.
Oh, awesome song. That's a loud song.
Yes, yes, it is.
And Dino, Desi, and Billy. Don't forget them. Well, you know what was interesting about them? Of course, Dino was Dean Martin's son.
Yes.
And Desi was Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball's son.
Yeah,
and I don't know who Billy was.
Who's Billy?
Billy just, I don't know, he walked in one day and says, you want to be in a group?
Yeah.
Okay. Sit down, I think I'll love you. Wasn't that their hit? Wasn't that their big hit record? Sit down, I think I'll love you.
I think so.
You're
probably right. Ray Goodman and Brown, you remember them?
No.
They originated as The Moments in the mid-60s. I guess their greatest success came in the 70s.
What was their big hit record?
As The Moments, Love on a Two-Way Street.
Oh, yes.
You remember that.
I do.
Look at Me, I'm in Love. And then in 78, they changed their name to Ray Goodman and Brown and had one big hit in 1980. Special Lady.
Oh, now
it's all coming back to you.
Jogged my memory. You have. You jogged my memory. I've already forgotten about that.
So, yeah, that's what I got when it comes to musical threesomes. You have more to add?
No.
Okay.
None of that. All right. That's it. I'm out.
Oh, I guess before we go on, there were a couple more I thought of as I glanced at the list. Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cream. Mm-hmm. I thought there was more than that in the group Cream. 3 Degrees. So, there you go.
I think some of these are a stretch. But it's the best we could do, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes it's a good stretch is good for you.
Well, especially first thing in the morning.
Absolutely.
So there you go. Are we going to seconds guessing here?
If you want to.
Misery
loves company.
Okay.
I guess you wonder if you get them, because these are all threesomes. So if you get them, what you will get from our prize closet.
Yeah. We're running a little low.
Well, a half a year's worth of jaw harp lessons.
Oh, I love the juice harp.
Do you really?
Yeah. I used to have one. I don't know what happened to it.
Lessons at Earl's Harp House. Earl Magoon, proprietor, has been teaching the juice harp for decades, but he ain't getting much younger, so you better use this gift certificate while you can. I have a little more of the juice harp. Within weeks, you'll be sitting around the old campfire, impressing your friends with your juice harp skills.
Yeah.
You'll be tooting a very different tune than usual, such old favorites as Turkey in the Straw and the always popular Chicken in the Bread Pan Kicking Out Dough. And there's none other than Earl's Harp House for Jaw Harp Lessons. Did you know it could be called Jaw or Jews Harp? Did you know that?
I probably heard that at some point in time. And yeah, but I really had one. The only thing about a juice harp, though, it's probably not a good idea to have a mustache when you play that.
I understand. Also, my
used to, and it hurt.
My granddaddy told me he used to play one occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until we made him go sit in the field. Anyway, he told me, he said, you got to be careful you knock your tooth out.
Yes.
With a darn thing.
Yes.
Very dangerous, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very simple. But, you know, the one good thing about a juice harp, you can take your instrument and put it in your pocket.
Just like a harmonica.
That's right. Kinda. That's right.
But anyway, you'll get that. You really don't need it if you already have one.
Well, right? I don't know where it is.
Oh, there you go.
So I really do need a new one.
Oh, well. So if you can get
pressure's
these,
on.
Here we go.
Okay. Seconds guessing.
These
here we go.
These are pretty easy. Those are pretty easy.
Easy all is good.
All right.
Ramsey Lewis Trio.
Yep.
Threesomes. What's it? In Crowd?
You got it.
Okay.
It's the In Crowd.
Okay.
Ramsey Lewis Trio. I just had to let it run a little bit. Oh, so right. Good.
Love it. Yeah.
So okay. Good. Okay. Here comes the next one. Easy peasy. All right. Here we go.
That's a Supremes.
Yep.
Back in My Baby's Arms Again?
Absolutely. Back in My Baby's Arms Again.
Good stuff here.
Now here comes one from 1971.
Okay.
A threesome. Yugga Dugga Dug.
Why did I forget this one? Stan Peters.
Yeah.
And Sweet City Woman.
You got it.
A great song. I love that song. Yeah.
You know that wasn't a banjo? It was actually a guitar. Yeah, if you look at the YouTube of it, he's playing a double neck guitar on that. Sounds like he's running at the wrong speed.
I've heard it.
Mercy, love can make you happy, okay? This is not going to be
easy. It's a good one. Okay.
The Jeanettes, three of them.
Who?
Jeanettes.
Oh,
Sally
okay.
Go Round the Roses.
Okay.
All right. We mentioned these a little bit earlier. This is kind of funny. This is an outtake, by the way, from this album. He's having a difficult time. And they just... gets a couple of bad
he
notes.
He was playing on Sam Peters, right?
Yeah. that false note was groovy, though, man.
That kind of swung there.
Worried that
man.
Sounded like... Kingston
Trio. In the event of something happening to me...
You got
to
catch up, Larry. You got to catch up.
That's the Bee Gees.
Like you all to see.
You've only heard it like five times in the last 2 months. For New York mining disaster.
Yes, it was. Why do I have a blank on that one?
I'm going to keep bringing it back till you get it, okay? This one's easy.
Jump! Pointer Sisters.
Yeah, it's a jump. The Pointer Sisters.
Great New York mining disaster. Oh, sorry. That was the other one. Hey, never mind.
Okay, here's another one. Just talking about
it. Yeah, that's a horse with no name. In America.
A horse with no mane.
That's right. And if we're named Maneless.
I just had to let it run a little bit.
It's just a great song.
Well, good. That's all you get.
Okay.
This one you'll never get.
All right.
These are the Pixies 3.
Oh, yeah.
Birthday Party. I'll tell you about them in a second, okay? And then there's one more, all right?
Okay.
Easy.
All the chapel bells were ringing.
Oh.
In the little valley town. And the song that
I'm sorry, my mind is still on Bermuda time.
Well, that was the Three Browns. Three Browns. And the name of the song was Little Jimmy Brown.
Okay.
I can tell you, not terribly impressed by the whole thing, but I can't help it. Not at all. I can't do anything about it. Anyway.
The great mining disaster of
1941.
Now,
I want to tell you something about the Pixies 3.
Okay. Please do.
Well, not everybody's ever heard of them because they were a Philly group, and they recorded at Cameo.
Okay.
Which is where the Twistin' guy. Chubby Checker.
Chubby Checker.
A couple of others. Uh-huh. They used the same backing group as the Orlons. The same beat, drum, sax, maybe even some of the musical charts. They didn't mix them up too very much. Just about everything that came out of that studio sounded that way.
Yeah, I believe that was Dick Clark.
It was. He owned part of the label, if not all of it.
Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Why do you think he was touting Chubby Checker on the show all the time?
Never thought about that at the time.
Dick was making a little on the side there, I'm telling you.
Well, he had to promote his artist.
Well, of course. That's what I'm saying.
So go out and buy it.
Well, you didn't do so good, Larry.
No, I didn't.
You've seen better days here in the studio.
Yes, I have. And I really wanted that juice harp. That's one of the...
We might just slip it to you anyway on the way out.
All right. I'll work on a new song.
All right. We've had a death.
Oh.
We always hate it when we have a death to report.
Yeah.
Country star Mickey Gilley has died, whose namesake Texas Honky Tonk inspired the 1980 film Urban Cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Love that movie.
Nationwide wave of Western-themed night spots. He died at the age of 86 recently. And I didn't know a lot of this. Gilley... cousin of rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis and evangelist Jimmy Swaggart.
I wasn't aware of that.
Open Gillies, the world's largest honky-tonk in Pasadena, Texas, in the early 70s. Overall, he had, and this I really didn't know, 39 top 10 country hits and 17 number one songs. Did you know that?
No.
He received 6 Academy of Country Music Awards and also worked on occasions as an actor with appearances on Murder, She Wrote, The Fall Guy, Fantasy Island, De Blaine, The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
I'm doing exactly what I want to do, he said a couple of days before he died, naturally. I play golf, but he also had his theater in Branson, Missouri. That's what he had been doing for the last few years of his life. He went to Branson, had his own theater.
Wow. I think, even though I've done some work on country radio, his crossover hit from Urban Cowboy, Stand By Me, made it up to number 22 on the pop charts in, what was that, 1980? Yeah. But that was just
don't
such,
ask me.
Such a great soundtrack. Urban Cowboys.
It was. Yeah. It was.
What, and the Boz Gag song.
And it taught me how to do-si-do. But I'm unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, now that I've had this operation, my do-si don't anymore.
Also, of course, a quick mention here. It was all over the news. Naomi Judd passing away at the age of 76.
So sad.
She and daughter Wynonna won 5 Grammy Awards, 9 Country Music Association Awards as they performed for so many years. But, such a sad, sad story. And Earth, Wind & Fire saxophonist Andrew Walfolk, who was instrumental in defining the disco sound of the 70s, died at 71. He helped create some of Earth, Wind & Fire's biggest songs, September, Boogie Wonderland. He passed away on April 25th following a 6-year illness.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. So that's what I got.
That's it. Well, I have a famous person story if you want to hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it concerns this right here.
Morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip.
Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big Bad John.
Now, why am I playing this?
I don't know. Nobody
seen. I came back from lunch one day at my ad agency, and there was a note from a staff member, and it said, Jimmy Dean called while you were out. Give him a call back at this home number. And I went, what? You mean the Big Bad John guy? And he said, no, I think it's the sausage guy. I said, they're actually both the same guy, but it depends on how old you are as to what it means to you, okay? So I did. I dialed up the number,
and
lo and behold, Jimmy Dean himself answered the phone. And after some light banter, I asked him about what I could do for him. And he said, well, I was watching your cooking show on PBS, Cookin' Cheap, the other day, and you used some of my sausage in a recipe. And I always like to thank people when they do that. Great free publicity. And he had gotten my office number from the local TV station.
Whoa.
So that was fun. And he told me about writing Big Bad John on the back of a napkin on his way to New York to record what he thought was going to be a big hit record, which turned out not to be. But the flip side, Big Bad John, which he wrote on his way up, and he told me this himself, they just did it because they needed a B-side, obviously. Well, needless to say, they became a big hit record.
Wow.
Jimmy lived on the James River in Richmond, Virginia, so he caught my show on the local PBS station down there. I got a big kick out of talking to him. He died at the age of 81, just before being inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. He had just a few months to go, but he didn't make it. He launched the careers of Patsy Cline and Roy Clark on his show out in Washington, D.C., which I remember watching as a kid. And he even did some acting, appearing even in James Bond's Diamonds Are Forever. He was quite the talent. He really was. And by the way, he fired Roy Clark from his show because Roy couldn't show up on time. And he says, you're one of the best guitarists I've ever seen in my life, but you ain't good enough for me to put up with that. And he fired him.
Wow.
Roy Clark.
And of course, Roy went on to move to Cornfield County and work on the Hee-Haw Show with Buck Owens.
Yeah.
And so is Jimmy Dean, is he doing those sausage commercials
from
heaven?
He's doing them from heaven.
Some
sausage heaven.
Wow.
By the way, as a postscript, shortly after Big Bad John became a huge hit, a guy by the name of, I remember this stuff, I think they gave me too many drugs at the VA when they took my prostate. I'd have been thinking of things I haven't thought of in years. Anyway, a guy by the name of Steve Greenway did a parody of the song called Big Bad Bruce about a hairdresser who became a hero, saving various customers when the hairdryer caught on fire. Atlantic Records, 1969, and I'll let all that go without any further comment. Let's just say you couldn't get by with that record today.
Wow. Yeah.
So anyway, that's it.
That's a great story.
You have done wrung me out of everything I have.
Well, I'm glad everyone could join us for Musical Threesomes this time around. And we appreciate you joining us for episode 41 of Two Larrys and a Mic. If you like Two Larrys and a Mic, follow us wherever you download your podcasts. And be sure to share this podcast with someone by simply clicking the share button. There's a new episode every other week. We hope you're going to join us next time for Two Larrys and a Mike. I'm Larry Doughty.
Larry Bly here.
And Mike.
He's Mike? Still raising him. Some people raise Cain. He raises him.
We'll see you next time.